We're talking with Becky Ford. She is the marketing leader for Elanco's Hatch for Hunger program, and she is also a former national FFA secretary. Becky, we appreciate you taking the time to join us for the show this week. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Well, Becky, to get started, you have your own impressive history with the FFA, so tell us a bit about your background, where you grew up, and of course, how you first came to discover the organization.
Absolutely. Well, I grew up in a town called Paola, Kansas, and I grew up on a small hobby farm, so we had primarily animals, market hogs, horses, rabbits, chickens, mostly small animal stuff, and went to a school of about 400 people in our high school, and it was actually my older sister, Michelle, who got me into FFA. I was the type of girl who grew up on a farm but didn't have any intention of going into an agriculture-related career, and my sister wrote me into doing FFA, and just I fell in love with it. And for me, you have the competitive side of showing animals and judging contests, and then you have kind of the leadership side of FFA as well. And I fell in love with not only the judging, but really the leadership side and the areas that FFA grew me as an individual and a person. I immediately became an FFA nerd through and through, and went ahead and ran for state office in the state of Kansas and was blessed to get that role. And then from there, continued on as a national officer in 2007, 2008 with a great team of folks. And from then on, I've just continued to return to FFA convention each year and stay involved as much as I can in conferences and developing students. Without a doubt, FFA is a organization that really helped me to be equipped for my career and my future personally and professionally. And so my goal as an individual is just to pay that forward and give back and help grow some other students so they can benefit in those ways as well.
Well, you mentioned that national office. Tell us a bit more about that year of service for the organization, of course, the people you met, the trips you took, and some of the goals that you might have achieved.
So during our year, our theme for our team was Step Up and Stand Out. And I think that theme really exemplified what we attempted to do as an officer team was to encourage students, and as a national officer, you work a lot with state officers, but encourage people to really to step up towards some ambitious goals for their state and their members, and to really stand out as an FFA member, wearing that jacket, being the brand of the future leaders in agriculture, and really putting on that face that people think of when they think of FFA, being a young person who's growing and innovative and working towards a future to produce more with less, which is really that mission of most agriculturalists here today, to be able to feed that growing population. So our year, we traveled all around. I'd say my year, I think we went to about 40 out of the 50 states in one year and attended a lot of state conventions and leadership camps and met a lot of different types of students, and just we as a team had our eyes opened as well to the diversity that FFA has in it today. I remember meeting a student in Pennsylvania, and their supervised ag experience was raising worms, so they had a worm farm, but then aquaculture and other creative agricultural projects that you don't always think of when you think of FFA, we had a chance to see and learn about. So that year was just a wonderful time to meet a diverse group of students and members and teachers and see the impact that those students are having at their chapter level and even their state level.
Now, Becky, from there, you moved to a position with the Kansas Department of Agriculture. And then in 2013, you joined Elanco's U.S. poultry marketing team. Now, Elanco's president, Jeff Simmons, is a huge supporter of FFA, I understand. And the company overall is very supportive of FFA's hunger efforts in particular, which we'll discuss that in a moment. But first, what is it about FFA exactly that gets Elanco so excited and willing to engage?
For leaders like Jeff and other leaders here at Elanco, we very visibly see FFA as the terrain that grows our future leaders. We see FFA students learning by doing and serving and having the ability to jump into new situations and have that critical thinking, problem solving, learning agility that really develop those amazing, outstanding future leaders in agriculture that FFA creates, and agricultural teachers work to invest into students each and every day. And for Elanco leaders, those students, by investing in them, we're really in turn investing in our future employees, as well as our future customers and the future scientists and business people and agriculturalists who are going to help accomplish our mission, which here at Elanco, that mission is food and companionship enriching lives at a global level. So for leaders here, it's a no-brainer. Investing in FFA is really investing in our future, whether that's the future of Elanco or the future of agriculture in general.
So, Becky, tell us then about the hunger-fighting activities at Elanco. Now, those have been reported by the FFA Hunger Heroes Challenge, and also you guys have even earned the honor of fourth quarter corporate winners of the Hunger Heroes Challenge, and that's with donations in excess of 118,000 meals.
Yeah, well, one of the primary areas that we focused on when recording those meals served was what we call Hatch for Hunger. And so Hatch is a new initiative Elanco just launched this year in April. And Hatch was created because one of the number one things that food banks ask for and very rarely get donated is eggs. The reason for that is you can't freeze eggs. They're fragile and they're a more expensive product than some other things that a food bank might get donated. However, one of the most demanded things in a food bank is eggs, milk, and bread. And so Elanco, in teamwork and collaboration with egg producers across the United States, decided to create a new initiative, a new way to help fight hunger and create more food secure communities through what we call Hatch for Hunger. And so we launched this last April, this Hatch program, in 65 communities in central Indiana. And what happened was consumers, everyday people, when they walked into their neighborhood Kroger store and bought a Hatch-designated egg, we would donate one egg per dozen that consumers purchased. And so for Hatch, one of the things that we really focused on was how to get the consumer involved, the everyday person involved in helping hunger in their own backyard, but then also how do we make that supply of eggs to food banks something that's sustainable and consistent. And so today, Hatch is growing even more, and in the future, relaunching Hatch to a broader geographical location, as well as providing more opportunities to give to Hatch. So we've got some new grocery stores that are having Hatch designated eggs in their stores, but then also we've got a donation online feature. If you go to hatchforhunger.com, you can actually choose to donate and provide eggs to a family. And for right now, we're actually promoting what we call Hatch the Holidays, which is donating online between now and the end of the year. And all of those funds will be used to purchase eggs for families for this holiday season, which is pretty neat. So Hatch is one of those core areas that we really have invested in to provide a nutritious, protein-packed product to food banks and the food insecure to get them the nutrients that they need so their bodies can operate at full capacity. We've also got Elanco team members in Texas doing snack packs for kids where they're packing meals and providing packs to kids who need food over the weekends and in the evenings to sustain them when they're not in school. So those are just a couple examples of what we logged for our Hunger Heroes Challenge, and we're very excited to be able to provide those meals to folks in the Midwest and all across the U.S.
Well, what it sounds like, fighting hunger at Elanco is somewhat personal. You involve your staff there as well and also encourage them to lend their time.
We are very, very encouraging of employee engagement in the hunger initiatives and in FFA. We actually provide our staff half of a day every quarter, so four times a year, to go and volunteer for whatever organization they're passionate about. So for many of our staff, especially some folks in the field, helping out their local FFA chapter might be where they spend that half a day volunteering. We've got employees having that avenue to volunteer throughout the year, but then we also have a couple other opportunities. One of those is what we call our Global Day of Service, which is October 1st of each year. This year, during that day of service, we actually had 2,600 employees from across the globe volunteered. We logged over 10,000 volunteer hours from that day of service, and we had employees from Elanco work on 160 different types of volunteer projects. Now, some of those folks here in the U.S. did work with some FFA chapters for that day of service, But then we also had quite a few employees that really worked on the hunger side of things, whether that was hunger relief or working in a food bank, sorting food, both connecting back to two things we're very passionate about at Elanco, hunger as well as the FFA. And I'd say the final component that we really focus on here at Elanco is working with Heifer International. So Heifer International is really, you know, teaching a man to fish, providing animals to people in other countries so they can grow their own food to become more food secure. And so we've actually been partnering with Heifer for over 8 years. And in the span of those 8 years, have donated over $4 million to Heifer, as well as each year we do some mission trips or Heifer trips where we take employees to different countries to work with those communities and teach them how to take care of their animals and how to get the most efficient productivity out of those animals when producing the protein that they're attempting to produce for themselves, their families, and their communities. Obviously, you've got FFA convention as well with the booth. Volunteering, that's a annual event that quite a few people at Elanco look forward to participating in as well.
Well, that's certainly a great way to rally behind the cause. And now you're headed into your third year with Elanco. How do you feel that what you learned as an FFA member and experienced as an officer has prepared you for your career with a Fortune 500 company?
Well, I would say the piece that I see the most that's transferred from FFA to my current role. And I've got to admit, there's quite a few skills I developed in FFA that I use on a daily basis. But if there's one thing that's really enabled me to succeed in those projects I've worked on, has been the ability to learn quickly and the ability to take risk. So when it comes to being in a what I call big kid job, you've really got to be able to put yourself in new situations and learn new material or educate yourself on something new very quickly, but at the same time, have that confidence to be able to step out and make a decision and realize that we're all going to fail at some point, but that's also how you learn. So the ability to take risk also has really transferred to my current role here at Elanco. I'd say that without a doubt, FFA, I think back to your ag teacher pushing you or encouraging you to do something new, try dairy judging, things you've never done before. And without a doubt, that encouragement from ag teachers and FFA staff early on to try new things really proved to me early on that work ethic and focus can really enable you to learn what you need to learn to get the job done. And I'd say that's something that FFA has given me that I use every single day, because there's a lot of stuff I don't know and I'm constantly learning and finding that enthusiasm and eagerness to learn new things and to step out and take on new challenges.
Well, Becky, thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course.
Again, we've been talking with Becky Ford. She is the marketing leader for Elanco's Hatch for Hunger program, and she's also a former National FFA Secretary. We appreciate her time in this week's program.